is a song that's probably a lot dearer to your hearts because it was with great intent and lots of desires to find badge holders that the song was in fact written. So this is to every Californian badge holder we've ever had.
Well, good evening, everybody. Good afternoon for me. It is July 2023. Welcome back. You are listening to the Zep Fan Podcast. My name is Mark McFall. This is episode 12. We have a really great podcast for you today. We have an update on the not yet released documentary, Becoming Led Zeppelin. So we'll dive into that. Before I begin, just a few things. If you want to listen to back episodes of our podcast, please go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, Amazon. Search Led Zeppelin, search Zep Fan, you will find it. If you have a chance, leave a review. It's always greatly appreciated. For those memorabilia collectors, visit our website at zepfan.com. We have over 6,000 Led Zeppelin memorabilia items. If you have any items not on the website and you want to showcase them and be credited, please get in touch with me at contact@zepfan.com. I think that's it. Let's begin. Okay, everybody. Welcoming back to the show is James Cook. As you may remember, James is founder of the incredibly informative news website, Led Zeppelin News. That's ledzeppnews.com. He just celebrated the website's 10th anniversary. He is back today to discuss an update to the film biography, Becoming Led Zeppelin. Through his investigative journalism, he has been able to uncover an 11-page grant application detailing the planned promotional campaign of this film. He is here to discuss the timeline of the documentary, Becoming Led Zeppelin, and share his new findings with us. Thanks, James, for joining me again. How's everything going?
It's very good. It's good to be back here. And when I sort of got this story together, I thought, well, who do I talk to about this? Who will care? And your name was top of the list, for better or for worse, there, Mark.
Right, exactly. Well, that's good. We'll definitely dive into all the news you found. I want to go through a timeline of the actual film itself. It's surprising that this film isn't even out yet. But we'll do all that. First one, say thank you for having Led Zeppelin News. I know last podcast I said the same thing. Thank you so much. But it's great for me as a fan almost on a daily basis to have updates of anything Led Zeppelin related, from Robert Plant to John Paul Jones to Jimmy Page, all the concert stuff. So thank you again from the bottom of my heart. And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening, thank you.
Well, thank you. No, it's my pleasure. And it's been really fun actually the last few months sort of to dive back in. You know, I've turned on sort of optional paid subscriptions on Substack and done some sort of exclusive stuff around that. And that's been really nice. It covers its costs for the first time, just about, you know, so it starts to become almost viable economically, which is a nice point to be at. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Well, you know, like me, or like all the other fans, and like myself, I really want to know more about this Becoming Led Zeppelin, because we only know so much and some of the great news stories that you broke in the past few years. Right now, so without diving into too much detail, can you discuss what a grant application is, the purpose of it, and how or where you're able to obtain it?
100%. Yeah, so I really care about Becoming Led Zeppelin because I think I really want to see the film with the surviving members talking. It sounds amazing. And it could absolutely reinvigorate the band's prospects in the same way that the Baz Luhrmann Elvis film did, the Rocketman Elton John biopic. Like, I want this to come out in the world, you know, because I'm passionate about it. So for me, I sort of sat down and thought, well, we're not getting any official updates about what's going on with the film. You know, there's radio silence there. So I thought, well, how can I figure out what's happening or sort of tell the story of this film's development? Because number one question that I get at Led Zeppelin News and Facebook comments and emails almost several times a week now is, when is this film coming out? And if I post anything, even mentioning it, the response I get is, yes, but when is it coming out? And while I cannot tell people that, I can at least take people under the hood on what's going on. So the grant application form, basically, if you're making a film, very difficult to begin with, but also very expensive, especially to go out and promote it on the road. As we know, the film premiered in 2021 in Venice at the film festival in September. And this document basically is a request from the British Film Institute, which is a sort of publicly funded, lottery funded body in the UK, from the filmmakers saying, can we please have some money to go and promote this film and make it a big deal? Sums that typically are given in grants are thousands, tens of thousands of pounds. Okay. And this was a form basically saying, look, this is a UK film. We're flying the flag for the UK. It's a British band. We promote the UK overseas. Please, can we have, you know, let's say, I don't know, but between 10 and 20,000 pounds would be a ballpark. And that will basically go towards promoting it. And the big central plank of our promotional campaign is for the three surviving members of Led Zeppelin to come out to Venice and promote it. That was what the form was essentially asking for money there. The way I got that is I filed what's called a Freedom of Information request with the BFI. It's any publicly funded body, whether it's a government department, a university in the UK, Australia, and the US as well. You basically have a legal right to ferret around in their documents, which is immensely powerful. Journalists use that to break massive, massive news. So I sent them an email several months ago saying, do you have anything related to becoming Led Zeppelin or Apollo, as it was called when it was in production? And, you know, I spent quite a few weeks figuring out, you know, do we have anything? Went back and forth, and eventually said, yes, we do. Here is this form, which was handed in. And that's how I got hold of that. I have the legal right to have it. I suspect it's quite annoying if you're a filmmaker and I'm going around getting all your correspondence, but that's the origin of that one.
Oh, very cool. So you didn't know this document existed. You just filed this to, as a journalist, saying, what do you have on becoming Led Zeppelin? And is it the government's duty to kind of let you know this is what we have available on becoming Led Zeppelin?
It's a complete shot in the dark. I've sent about 10 or 15 of these requests to different bodies in the UK, universities. I sent one to the National Portrait Gallery in the UK recently, and they revealed that they've been planning a massive Led Zeppelin exhibition for the 50th anniversary. I had no idea. I didn't ask for that. But they basically go and do a search on all their systems for Led Zeppelin and legally have to show me what they've got, which is great fun. Sometimes you get these very unexpected things. So I thought, I'll ask the BFI. I'm sort of familiar with them giving out grants to films. So I thought maybe they might have been emailed, maybe there was a meeting, just to see what's happened. It's a shot in the dark, and that's where this form came from.
Right. And I think just diving into becoming Led Zeppelin, I think the fact that these three people agreed on doing this is a surprise enough. So the fact that we haven't seen it yet from a fan point, and that it, you know, was introduced in 2019, is like, where is this thing at? So let's kind of go through a timeline on this. And then as we go through, provide a little bit more information on the details you found in this 11-page document, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And fill me in wherever I you know, because I'm just kind of took some notes here. It looks like, so they announced it in May 2019, directed by...
It goes back further, which is the real shock. This film has been in the work for over 5 years at this point, reaching the five-year mark of becoming Led Zeppelin being a project. So if you go on the US government copyright archive thing, which is not something I tend to do often, but...
Because you have that kind of time.
You have to disclose when the project was started, essentially. And the earliest date we've got is August the 10th, 2018, is when work on becoming Led Zeppelin began. So we're approaching the five-year mark now.
So, and as we know, the premise of the film is kind of to trace the formation of the early years of Led Zeppelin, their influences, and how they got together, and really just covering, from my understanding, just the first year of Led Zeppelin, 1969.
I mean, well, that's an open question now, whether that time period has changed. You know, that there are suggestions that perhaps that final end date of the film may have changed. So originally it was, you know, the childhood of the band members up until January 1970, because it was a very arbitrary deadline. Roy Laverhall, Jimmy Page's birthday. But then, of course, we had the Bath Festival 1970.
That's some good footage.
Crystal clear footage just emerged on YouTube one day.
Right.
So the question is, have they got that footage? I mean, you can buy it. You can license it. It's available for commercial use. Right. It would be silly not to. And if so, is that now in the film? And that's an open question now. I don't know whether it is.
Well, and I think with that it has to do with also if Page has the tapes. I would imagine they got a soundboard of it, because that was a big deal of them playing Bath and playing that big stage, because they did play it a year earlier, but that was on the small stage in the tent. This year, they're playing the big performance. They're the big act. So you'd imagine, and fingers crossed, they have a soundboard of it as well.
You'd hope so, because the Bath footage on YouTube is silent. You know, there's no audio with it. So it would be whether Led Zeppelin have that audio. So I went to email last week, one of the people who owns the Bath Festival footage, one of the companies that's helping to, you know, put it out into the world. Someone who was previously really chatty, talking me through how much there was. So I emailed them last week saying, hey, is it in becoming Led Zeppelin? And I had an email back saying, oh, he's just died, you know, several days ago. So I no longer have a source to tell me about that as literally just died.
Yeah, you would think they would use that, because the, here, you know, the honest truth of Led Zeppelin footage of 1969, obviously with Grant not allowing any TV shows. There's very few of them, you know, with like the Danish TV, a couple communication breakdowns, the beat clubs. But, you know, other than fan footage and people just capturing at a festival with all the other bands, that's only, you know, anywhere from 30 seconds to a couple minutes. There's not a lot of footage. So at least we get something with Royal Albert Hall. Obviously, then if we could move on to Bath footage, just to enjoy that, you know, Led Zeppelin on, you know, somewhat pro shot footage too.
Yeah. So that's a theory. My assumption is that footage is in it. But it, as you say, it covers, you know, the early years of Led Zeppelin. It's not the whole history of the band. It's very much, you know, here's our childhood. We got together, we started a band, and then the film ends as they sort of take off, essentially.
Right. And that's an interesting concept. From what I've read from reviews, it's almost half the documentary has to do with them just joining, all, you know, coming from each corners of not the earth, the UK, and just, you know, joining forces and what their influences were and, you know, what happened. So it's almost like the first hour documents all that.
Yeah. And the application form sort of lays that out in a really interesting way. You know, I haven't seen the film, but the form talks about the two storylines that the filmmakers say make up the film. And the main storyline, they say, is Led Zeppelin's influence from African-American, you know, blues, soul music. And then the second storyline, which is kind of interesting, is the different sort of economic backgrounds of the two halves of Led Zeppelin, the Robert Plant and John Bonham from, you know, the north of England, essentially. Working class families, and then Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones from South England, Southeast England and London, you know, a bit more affluent areas, and how that dictated, you know, what jobs they did and how easy it was for them to go into entertainment. And those are two storylines, apparently, of the film.
Well, and I think that's the interesting, another interesting part of that film is the fact that for a documentary, there's no one else involved except the four members. I mean, the, you know, telling the story, you don't have girlfriends, wives, managers, nobody else talking about this formation. It's really just the four of them talking about the formation throughout the whole film. So it's a very interesting concept. And what's also interesting, the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, that this is the first time they agreed on a documentary. So maybe that style is what they agreed on. Who knows?
I think so. I think also the time period it covers helps, because, you know, it's a lot of the sort of more colorful incidents, you know, they're long after that point. So it's a much safer subject to talk about at length there.
Right. And I think Jimmy Page is very aware of the legacy of Led Zeppelin. So he doesn't want to go into the over the top 75, 77, all that debauchery that happened back then. It's more of, it's about the music. This is what happened. This is how they took over the world. And by end of 1969, they were on top.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what was announced in 2019, is it's about the start of Led Zeppelin. It didn't have a title then, you know, it was just said,
right,
there's a film coming.
And the working title was Apollo, right? And from 2019 until they actually introduced it in what? So 2019, 2020, yeah, we didn't really hear anything. 2021, it's finally ready, and it makes it to the Venice Film Festival, September 2021, and the Telluride Film Festival, Colorado, September 21. So the film's ready. It's, they preview it. Nobody picked it up. They didn't sell it.
Yeah, right, so this has been a sort of revisionist history here, in that the film was completed in September 2021, and the company selling the film on listed it as complete, you know, in black and white. Since then, it's been claimed that that was an early cut and a rough version to cover for the fact that no distributor picked the film up in 2021.
Isn't that surprising, though? We have all these other streaming networks. I would pick up almost anything because, you know, for me, I love documentaries and I watch, you know, tons of them. And, you know, there's good ones and there's bad ones. But, you know, for a documentary of Led Zeppelin not being bought up immediately, but who knows, maybe it's the asking price or, you know, or it just wasn't feasible for their audience.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, you know, and this is speculation on this side, it's one of the reasons why you'd buy the right to distribute this film is you'd have the buy-in of the band members to go out and promote it and do interviews. And what seems to be becoming clear is Robert Plant's not going to do that. John Paul Jones is not going to do that. So you've only got one out of the three. And does that make it a less attractive prospect commercially there? And that's why, you know, the filmmakers were asking for this money is, look, we've got to get all three together. In the end, they didn't get all three in Venice in September 2021. They only had Jimmy Page.
Right. Well, so these documents came out. It's for the planned promotional campaign from July 5th. Is that when you received? Is that when the documents were drafted up?
They were dated, July 2021. So this was in advance of the premiere. They were asking for money to basically cover the costs of Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and Jimmy Page going to Venice. Because, you know, it's expensive. You've got flights, hotels, security as well.
Right.
Like, you ask Robert Plant to pay all that himself to promote someone else's film.
And he's not really that interested in.
And, you know, this is something that gets lost as well, is this isn't a Led Zeppelin made thing. This is an independent. Right. Indie filmmaker. You know, this isn't like Led Zeppelin gets a cut of their film sales that I'm aware of. This is somewhat outside of the band, so they need their costs covered to go and promote it, essentially. My guess is they didn't get this grant money, and so they could only afford Jimmy Page, and that's why only he was there. That's my assumption there. I've asked the BFI and the filmmakers whether Becoming Led Zeppelin was given the grant. They haven't responded, and they are not listed on the BFI list of grants. So my working assumption is they didn't get the money they asked for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you would think, like you mentioned, if you had all three of them there, it would be a big thing. They haven't been seen since Celebration Day press conference, I think. Yeah. And the fact that these three people are in a room together, which I think they were for the book, but the fact that they're publicly seen where there's probably a press conference and people could ask questions would be pretty, there would be a lot of excitement around that for sure.
It would be a big vote of confidence in the film, saying, you know, we're all happy with it, because they'd all seen it by that point. Indeed,
right.
Surviving band member has now seen the film. We know that. So that raises the question, well, why isn't Robert Plant, you know,
talking? It would look like they're all endorsing it as well. It would look like a Led Zeppelin project, even though it's not a Led, you know, produced by Led Zeppelin. It would look like a Led Zeppelin produced project. So there'd be a lot more hype, I would think.
Exactly. Around. Yeah, so that raises the question of, well, why aren't they, you know, sharing this? You know, Robert Plant was asked about it in interviews in November 2021, and he said, oh, I was only minorly involved, you know, which is somewhat hard to believe.
Yeah, typical Robert, though, because, I mean, he sat down for an interview for this. I'm assuming that's new interviews with old interviews intermixed with it, but I would imagine it is somewhat the new interviews of them talking about everything.
Yes, that seems to be the bulk of it. You know, that's not a half hour commitment. That's, you know, right. Hours of filming had to have taken place there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. So anything else that we should know about 2021 that happened with these documents? The Venice Film Festival?
Venice Film Festival was the big one there. And they wanted to essentially do a massive PR campaign, you know, digital marketing, set up a website, all of this big
social media. Campaign. Yeah.
Exactly. And they say in this thing, look, we've got three audiences that we want to hit with this film, you know, core fans of the band, you know, that's you and me, Mark, that's people who think about Led Zeppelin every day,
right.
General music fans. And then, you know, younger fans, you know, teenagers, people in their early 20s who are just starting to think about classic rock. They said this will make them go to the cinema to see this film. But what ended up happening is there wasn't really a promotional campaign beyond the film press.
No.
There's
right.
been no website launch. There are no public social media channels. You know, so we don't get updates about this film because there is no campaign happening.
Right. And there's that 30-second teaser from Super Show that says Becoming Led Zeppelin. Clip looks great. Looks like they did an amazing transfer on it, but that is pretty little as far as, you know, and maybe the assumption was it was going to sell really quick, you know, after this Venice show, who knows,
that
but very little publicity on this one.
Very little. And that's why, you know, I've wanted to dig into what's going on, because it's very difficult to find out other than that one update we had September 2022, which was that the film is being re-edited to add more footage. And that was in a post on the Led Zeppelin forum. You know, that was it.
That was it. Yeah.
That's the only sign of life we've had, which is surreal to me.
Yeah. It's almost, yeah, of course it didn't sell. So let's go back to the drawing board. And, you know, what is the time frame of the movie? It's like 2.5 hours.
It's a long film. I think the running time is, I want to say, 137 minutes. You know,
they re-edited it, just a plea for new video and stuff. And if anybody has anything, then that goes to 2023. And yeah, a new cut of the film was screened at the Soho House, West Hollywood, April 6th.
Yeah.
We don't know if it was any different. I mean, we don't know if there's new footage, if it's shorter or any of that. Is there any details of that event?
You're asking that a good
you could share.
Oh. I don't know. My understanding is it is a different film to what was shown in 2021.
Okay.
And that's the narrative being put forward from the filmmakers, is like, this is a different film at this point. Like, it's a new cut. There is different footage, additional footage put into it. And that's why they did that screening in April of this year for music industry folks in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, is to show them, hey, look, we're back. You know, we've got this film. And at that time, this hasn't been reported, actually. This is a new one for you.
Breaking news. Go ahead, James.
I would tell you, so Bernard, the director, has been radio silent for all the people he's been working with on the film, or at least a large number of them. And, you know, I've got sources involved with the film, and they were kind of frustrated because, you know, they spent years on this and they want to know when the film's coming out. And I was told earlier this year, Bernard resurfaced and started replying to emails around that time saying, yes, the film is done. We've got a new cut. It's finished. You know, we're happy to resume conversations with you now. So they were all really excited around April of this year when this film was screened again in Hollywood.
Okay. Well, talk about what happened. I think in May 2023, you received a cache of emails regarding the interview, the John Bonham portion that's being used in the film. For those of you that don't know, as we mentioned, you know, it's just the four members talking about the documentary, and they utilize an Australian interview from 1972 that has John Bonham. So talk a little bit about that and the emails that you uncovered.
Yeah, so again, that was a fishing expedition.
Great job, by the way, I have to say, you're bringing that to us fans. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so I emailed and sent a Freedom of Information request, the same sort of request, to the Archive House in Australia, where we know that this radio interview was found, you know, in the archives there, and said, you know, send me, and I'm really annoying, I'm like, send me everything you've got about all your communications with the people who made this film. Bless them, they did. So it's 69 pages of emails they sent to me, you know, documents, even a photo of part of the tape. Like, they have to legally send everything.
Right.
What it does is reveal, first of all, you know, Bernard hands-on emailing from his phone. We've got to get this tape, you know, can you send it to me? I really want to get it in the film. We know, for example, that he uses 6 minutes and 36 seconds of John Bonham's voice from that interview in his film. But then things kind of go south in the email correspondent, and the bill doesn't get paid, essentially. Oh. So when you license the audio, you have to pay money.
Before you put out the film, right? Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, the Archive House start getting a bit frustrated, saying, hey, you know, you haven't paid us all the money, you know. And eventually in 2022 they emailed saying the deal's off, you haven't sent money, you need to take the audio out of your film.
Wow.
And that was a bit of a shock, that, you know, the filmmakers behind this massive documentary didn't pay the bill for a really crucial part that gets John Bonham's voice into it. So I was really surprised by that. And that's where the emails I received end, you know, with the deal being terminated, essentially. So I emailed Alison McGaughty, one of the producers of the film, saying, look, I'm coming to you for comment. You know, I'm writing that you didn't pay your bills. And she sent me an email back saying, thanks for your interest in the film, which I felt was a little sarcastic, but who knows, in their politeness. A deal has been struck and that audio will be in the film when it comes out. So the deal is back on. John Bonham's voice is still in the film. There does seem to have been some financial issue there around 20.
That's a must. Do we know how much it was? How much the bill was?
I want to say about $10,000 or so. Okay. Like, not crazy money. You know, we're not talking hundreds of thousands of dollars here. So it's unclear why that wasn't paid there.
Right. And I think because this was introduced around COVID, there's not a lot of jobs, probably not a lot of income, and, you know, things happen to everybody. And, you know, going back, didn't something happen with the producers or something with the film company that their rent, or what was that all about?
Yeah, good memory. There's a web of companies involved, and they're all called, you know, Paradise Pictures or Paradise Entertainment. And one of the companies within that group was late filing its accounts and has since filed it. But I dug into, because I'm annoying, I dug into their financial history. And they're just a little bit slow filing their accounts, right. You know, which is not the mark of a massive global film production company. Like, they're not Warner Brothers, they're an indie UK film studio, and this is the one project we know they're working on. So that speaks to perhaps the level of organization that's happening there.
I keep saying, with the confidence of being a Led Zeppelin documentary, you wouldn't think this would be 5 years in the making. You think it would be done, sold, everyone cash out, move on to the next project. But I'm sure that's holding them up as well, you know, wanting to sell this thing.
I think, in a way, I respect the way that they seem to be approaching this, which is, we'll take the time to get something that we're really happy with, that we will make land. And if you look at American Epic, which is the previous project by the filmmakers about the rise of blues music, you know, massive, massive project, years long, video, audio, out of book as well, really well received. they didn't do this overnight. Like, they're really involved, in-depth filmmakers, which I get why that would be appealing to the band members to
work. That's what I was going to say. They both, from my understanding, yeah, they both love those documentaries. So that, I'm sure that was a good selling point.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So that's talking about the May 2023 emails you found. July 2023 now. Where are we at? What do you have for us, James? What's going to happen now? When are we going to see this thing?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question, right? I mean, look, there is a new cut of the film. Like, the film has been re-edited. There is something that is being shown to people, you know, and that's, you know, we're back to where we were essentially in September 2021, where there is a cut of the film. It's being distributed, hopefully, for you know, being screened at some point. I expect at this point, you know, we're looking at end of this year at the very earliest for being able to see this. So what we can do is look back at the original timeline for the film. Mm-hmm. So it was premiere 2021, finished in December 2021 is what they told the US government. The earliest it would have been shown was February 2022. So, you know, a number of months after that premiere date.
Right, so it's not too bad then. I mean, a year off from...
It's not too bad. So that makes us think, you know, December 2023, if not into 2024, that's the earliest we might see this thing. But again, there's no news, you know, there's no official announcement.
Typical Led Zeppelin, the Led Zeppelin curse, because you never know anything from that camp until it comes out. You know, I know you've done some great investigation and pulled up some great pieces, but, you know, in the end, we just never know with the Led Zeppelin, and, you know, stuff just comes out. So...
we don't know. I did the rounds of all the public relations companies who have worked on this film, and there's about three or four of them. A lot of them don't work on it anymore. You know, companies have been and gone in relationships with the filmmakers. And I've said to them, like, hey, what's going on? And they've said to me, like, we don't know. We haven't spoken to them in months.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, James, thank you for keeping us up to date with the Becoming Led Zeppelin, diving deep in all this investigation and just finding this stuff, finding this, grant letter, finding the all this information on the John Bonham tapes. One of the articles you had to do with changing the name. So what's the story about them changing the name and changing it back?
I think it was probably an error on the people selling the film because it became just Led Zeppelin. You know, it was Unbecoming at that point, is my very niche joke. and it re-became Becoming Led Zeppelin. I think they were just editing their website. They probably pressed the wrong button. It made me think, oh, you know, is this a significant rebrand? I don't think it was.
Don't think so either.
It was
still
quite funny.
Right, right. Okay. Well, cool. July 2023. That is your update, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, James. Now that I have you here, you are the new source for Led Zeppelin. What else is going on in the Led Zeppelin world? What happened in 2023 that you could share? Some big, exciting things?
John Paul Jones working on that film soundtrack. Whether that will come to fruition, we shall see. Robert Plant has set up a new company. That's a little exclusive.
Pity now.
Blood Money, with the slightly ominous name there. What is Robert Plant's Blood Money all about?
That's the name of the company?
Robert Plant has set up a company called Blood Money in the UK.
Oh, right.
Now, whether that's his interestingly named vehicle for Led Zeppelin royalties, I do not know.
I'm going to say that's almost what I would guess.
Yeah, so that's fascinating. Often what you will do is when you've set up a new project, you'll set up a new company with it. Or sometimes it can just be yet another way of getting your royalties from previous albums. We don't yet know, but Robert Plant has set up Blood Money.
That doesn't surprise me knowing Robert Plant. As soon as you told me that, that's exactly what I thought. You mentioned Led Zeppelin royalties. That has to be it.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. We know there's a Saving Grace album coming out. It might be related to that. It might be Band of Joy. Who knows? The rumors on the grapevine are Jimmy Page is working on stuff.
Don't say
I
that.
I don't know what that stuff is. I don't want to give people false hope, but that's what I'm told. I'm told there are things happening, but God knows what it is.
No, I have stuff from him from 1999. I'm working on an album. It's going to be out next year. So I'd be surprised. Be surprised.
Yeah.
Unless it's an album that he produced or something that he has nothing to do with guitar-wise. Yeah. So
on holiday in July and then back to the projects, whatever they may be.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, thank you so much, James, for joining me. If any last words, anything you want to promote, go right ahead.
No, I'll promote myself. I'm looking for a job, so you can hire me. You can find out how to get in touch with me. That's the only thing I'm here to promote.
LedZeppNews.com. Check it out. Okay, James, thanks again. Thanks for all the great information. Keep going. Rock out. Thanks.